There's this idea of Holy Week I like, that there's a drum beat. There's this doom, doom, doom. Jason, how you doing?
I'm doing great.
Good. What's your morning been like? What you been doing?
Working on my Alice in Wonderland show.
Oh yeah, what are you doing for that?
All the video work. Well, the whole stage is a series of four screens, and
okay,
I'm making video for each scene, each screen, plus some animated, I don't know, elements that happen throughout the show.
It's got to get trippy sometimes.
Yeah. If I had two more months, it'd be really trippy.
It'd be more trippy. Yeah. Fair enough. Good, good. Well, I just got done meeting with Sergeant Greger from the police department. He's the community engagement guy, and just talking to him about just the community and what we can do to be a better part of it, that sort of thing.
Well, that's good outreach there, Chris.
That's the goal. That's always the goal. So this week is, well, it's not Holy Week yet, but it's coming. Palm Sunday is the official start.
Yeah, and that's tomorrow.
Do you remember your first? Yeah, it's, oh, okay, there you go. Do you remember your first Holy Week? Like, not just Easter, but you knew it as Holy Week.
It was probably somewhere around 1987.
Okay.
And I think it was making little cross pendants from the that we handed out for Palm Sunday.
From the palms, like little palm pendants. Yeah. Okay, I remember doing those, but not as a kid. I did those as an adult. There was a youth group kind of gathering, and we were the ones that were making it, and I was one of the leaders. I think I knew about Holy Week the first time. It was before I was a Christian. There was a calendar that was hanging in my childhood home. So this would have been 1980s. And I saw something on there saying Good Friday. And we didn't practice any Easter stuff. Other than, we did do baskets, I think. I said, "What's Good Friday?" And she said, "Oh, that's the day that Christians celebrate when Jesus was crucified." And I said, "What's good about that? That doesn't sound good." You know, that do you ever have that conversation?
Yeah. I believe in that, probably in that same year, my mom used to draw up the bulletin covers, and she was making one for Good Friday or something. I remember her telling us about it, and I'm sure I asked about what was good about that.
yeah, it does seem, it's strange. It's an odd, I like it for its reclaiming of horror. So it's really like the genre of horror where you're reclaiming it to mean something. But like that idea that what that horror that happens to Jesus is a good thing, you know, is it's a reclaiming. So I do like that aspect of it, but it takes some explanation. It takes some.
Sure.
You have to get there.
I remember it was kind of, dark to me. Not only thing that I always remember was the thunder clouds and
the splitting of the earthquake.
That's where the tapestry is
split
in the.
That's right.
That imagery I used in some sculptural work when I was in college, actually. I don't know, made some weird timeline of American history, which was maybe a little
interesting. Yeah.
A little sort of negative history. I don't know, but.
Well, we have it. There's negativity too. I think that's part of what Holy Week is what makes it powerful, is it's a movement that we recognize of how difficult it is to be good or righteous or do the right thing when things around us are oriented against that, mm-hmm. you know, and that's kind of the story there. Here's Jesus that's literally the Son of God who is doing the right thing and yet hits all of these obstacles that we could identify in the world today. If we, mm-hmm. if we have our eyes open, we can say, oh yeah, that is exactly what would happen if it happened today. Just it'd be different people, different mm-hmm. technology, you know. There's this idea of Holy Week I like, that there's a drum beat. There's this doom, 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 almost like a, not The Hobbit, Lord of the Rings. Oh, where were they? Where they were in this cave system, and one of the hobbits drops something down the well, and you hear it clanging all the way down, and it wakes up all the orcs. Mm-hmm. And then but what they hear, the first thing they hear is like a scream, and then doom, doom, doom. And it's like mm-hmm. a war drum almost. And there's something like that, I think, in this story. I'm looking here at Luke 18. So you get Luke 18. You have this heading here. Jesus again predicts his death. And then he does a teaching. He heals a blind beggar and gives a teaching. You get a little Zacchaeus, a tax collector. You get a little teaching on the parable of the 10 minas. It's if you're not paying attention to the drum beat, the doom, mm-hmm. doom, doom, you think these are like standalone. Like, then he did this. Mm-hmm. And then he did that. And everybody was smiling. But there's this drum beat the whole time when he's doing this teaching, when he's healing this blind beggar, when he enters this triumphal entry, that drum beat is still there. It's low, but it's there. Mm-hmm. And then it gets louder and louder as you go. Jesus is in the temple. Jesus's authority is being questioned in chapter 20. He gives a couple more teachings, but then he's teaching about paying taxes to Caesar, and he's still in Jerusalem. And then you get someone who says, whose son is the Christ? There's something on there. The widow's offering. Then we get the signs of the end of the age, chapter 21. Mm-hmm. Like, you can hear the drumbeat really getting loud.
Yeah.
And then Judas agrees to betray Jesus, chapter 22. The Last Supper. I'm just reading these. These are NIV, New International Version headings that are not actually in the original scriptures. Jesus prays on the Mount of Olives. Jesus is arrested. Peter disowns Jesus. The guards mock Jesus. He stands before Pilate and Herod. And you can just hear the drumbeat. And then there's the crucifixion. And then the death. And I think that's when the drumbeat stops. And it's silent for 3 days. That's mm-hmm. that's Holy Week. You know,
I think that story, there's this underlying beginning of some sort of joy too, that just yeah. sort of diminishes throughout that week.
Yeah. It's like the drumbeat drowns everything else out.
Yeah.
The good just feels like it's getting drowned out because he's just getting hit from every angle. And his followers, they're getting hit and they're abandoning, which is hitting him too.
Their expectations of what was to come was not so grim, I think.
And yet Holy Week is this week of celebration for Christians. Like Palm Sunday, mm-hmm. we're waving the palms. And if our pastor's doing his or her job right, like, they're teaching about how hypocritical that is, you know, mm-hmm. we'll be cheering him, but when he actually stands for us, we'll be jeering at him and saying, bring us Barabbas. If a preacher's doing their job, they'll make that point, but we still are like, we're already thinking about Easter. We're already excited. We're ready to go. Like, it's time, you know? And then we get to the Last Supper, and we're thinking, ooh, it's the Last Supper. And he gives these great teachings and everyone's together, and we get communion, this idea of communion that kind of gets inaugurated out of this. And that's amazing. And then we do Easter egg hunts. Mm-hmm. I haven't found that in scripture, but I'm sure if I look hard enough, maybe I'll find it. And we're buying presents for Easter. We're pulling out our white clothes. Do you have white clothes for Easter?
No, but about the Easter egg hunts, we would do an Easter egg hunt at my church, and they always painted the eggs just this sort of like beet red.
Oh, really? Like all the same color?
Yes. They were all, and there was some reason for that. I don't recall exactly what it was, but.
Just the tradition that they did. I mean, it could be the blood of Jesus if they were trying to tie it to the Easter that way, but that's kind of hard. We used to do this thing, and if we do an Easter egg hunt here, we will do this, where it's the empty egg. Have you ever done that one? Where it's like an egg gets cracked on someone's head.
And, no.
Oh, it's a great lesson on the empty tomb.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't know whether it's full or whether it's empty. And I switch it from year to year so that they won't know whether it's full or whether it's empty. It's great.
What is it filled with if it's filled?
Egg, just yolk. They just get an egg on their head. The kids love it. Oh my goodness, the kids love it. And they hope. And then if it's empty, it's like, oh.
Are you the one who the egg gets cracked on?
No, I crack it on other people's heads. The first time it happened, it was cracked on my head. But yeah, it's the drumbeat's happening, even though we are joyful. And I think we are joyful regardless. I don't want to feel bad about that. I don't want to feel bad. And I'm not going to feel bad about being joyful during Holy Week, even as the drums are beating.
Mm-hmm.
That's one key thing. I want to be aware of this is what's actually happening on that day. I want to be aware of the politics, and there are politics, the social strife, the religious, strictures. I want to be aware of that. But I'm perfectly fine with us absolutely loving Holy Week. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I want us to go to Good Friday looking forward to Good Friday and all that stuff. Go to Palm Sunday looking forward to waving those palms. The drumbeat, we know it's there, but we also know what's at the end of it.
Mm-hmm.
We know why he's doing this and how much the world is changed by what he's doing. So it's an interesting tension. I think it's good stuff.
Sure. I think it's a kind of tension that drives most epic stories that we tell today. So,
yeah. Actually, that might be an interesting discussion. We could look at other, well, maybe not today.
Yeah.
Maybe that's not today.
That could get deep.
That could. Yeah. Well, hey, happy Holy Week to you, sir.
Hey, yeah. Happy Holy Week to you.
Yeah. Bye, y'all. We're glad you tuned in today. We look forward to chatting again in the next episode of Hey, Hey, Anybody Listening?